Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Netta Iranpour. Thanks for joining us. This is your Pix Now update. Congress trying to tackle immigration today while the First Lady visited with children who arrived at the U.S. border illegally. Angelica Alvarez has the latest from Capitol Hill.
First Lady Melania Trump toured a shelter in Texas where some of the children who have been separated from their families are being held.
We all know they're here without their families. And I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness.
The visit came a day after her husband signed an executive order temporarily ending his administration's policy of family separation. But the order is a temporary fix, allowing families to be held together for only 20 days.
The bill is not passed.
On Thursday, the House failed to pass a conservative immigration bill, another compromise bill, which would keep children with their parents while they're being processed, was supposed to also be voted on Thursday, but was pushed to Friday.
Even if something doesn't necessarily pass, I think we're making advancements because we're putting ideas on the table.
But President Trump suggested it doesn't matter if the House bills pass because there isn't enough support in the Senate, where 60 votes are needed to end a Democratic filibuster.
Essentially, we need 10 Democrats, not going to get them.
Children wrapped in Mylar blankets sat on the floor of the Russell Rotunda in the U.S. Capitol to protest the family separation.
This is a moral crisis. This is a humanitarian crisis.
And more than 20 mayors from cities across the country traveled to a holding facility in Texas to call for the immediate reunification of the children with their families. Angelica Alvarez, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Meanwhile, the First Lady's fashion choice is also making headlines. So this jacket that she wore while boarding her plane en route to the border is now causing an uproar. On the back of the jacket, it says, "I really don't care, do you?" The First Lady's team insists it is just a jacket and that there's no hidden meaning behind that message. Outrage continues over the immigration crisis at the border, as we know, and now an East Bay billboard has been vandalized to send a message to the president. The altered sign reads, "We make kids disappear." It's signed by ICE. The billboard is located in Emeryville on Shellmound Street. It originally read, "We make junk disappear." The infamous activist group known as In Decline has taken responsibility for the vandalism of that billboard. And although this is vandalism, the people waiting for the bus near the sign say they appreciate the message.
I think ultimately we have to be concerned about children first before we're concerned about a lot of other external issues. Regardless of what country they came from, they're children. They didn't do anything to deserve to be separated from their parents.
And we did reach out to Clear Channel. That's the company that put the billboard up, for any comment. And Clear Channel says it's aware of the vandalism and is now working to repair, replace, or remove that ad today. And now that President Trump has signed that executive order ending family separations at the border, it is still unclear when the thousands of children who've already been taken from their families will be reunited with their parents. Jury selection is underway in a case that pits a Bay Area man against the chemical giant Monsanto. And the case is on the fast track because the plaintiff only has 2 years to live. 46-year-old Lee Johnson has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He worked for the Benicia Unified School District as a groundskeeper, and he regularly used the weed killer Roundup on the job. Now he's one of 4,000 people across the country who have filed a suit against Monsanto, saying Roundup gave them cancer and did not warn them of the risks.
Is that at no point have they ever warned Mr. Johnson, or any consumer for that matter, that its products can cause cancer? And the rule in California is simple. The rule is, if you know or you suspect that your products can cause cancer, then you must either warn or you must pay.
Also on trial in this case is glyphosate. That's the main chemical in Roundup, and the conflicting studies about its hazards. The EPA says it likely does not cause cancer. The state of California says it is carcinogenic. Representatives for Monsanto continue to defend its safety, and the trial is set to start next week, and it could go through mid-August. Let's take a live look right now, right outside the funeral for designer Kate Spade. It is a rainy day there as a lot of people start to arrive. This is in Kansas City, Missouri, and that's where Kate Spade was born. The service is being held at the same church where her grandparents got married. You can see those people arriving now with their umbrellas. Spade died earlier this month, as we know, at her home in New York City of an apparent suicide. She was just 55 years old. We have learned the beloved Bay Area gorilla Coco died in her sleep Tuesday morning. She was 46 years old. Coco was born in the San Francisco Zoo on the 4th of July in 1971. She was an international celebrity known for her ability to communicate with sign language. Coco started working with Dr. Francine Penny Patterson of Stanford University, and that's where the Gorilla Project was formed. Coco became an icon for interspecies communication because of the love she shared. In 2001, look at this video, Coco became fast friends with another beloved Bay Area figure, Robin Williams. Coco seemed to remember the comedian from a movie, and as the two met, they made faces at each other. Coco even tried on his glasses, and she kept signing to have Robin Williams tickle her. The Gorilla Foundation says it will continue to work in her honor through its ongoing projects, including conservation efforts in Africa and the Great Ape Sanctuary in Maui. We do have a dramatic video to show you here. Heavy rains on the other side of the country. This is prompting flood watches and warnings across southwestern Pennsylvania. Yesterday, high waters at the Trolley Stop Inn in Bethel Park forced people to stand on tables until rescue crews were able to arrive. Look how high up the water is. And take a look now at this.
Well, it was the Trolley Stop.
Oh, wow. That is the parking lot of that same inn. Oh, my goodness. That car being swept away by those floodwaters. Scenes like this have also prompted a state emergency, a state of emergency. Authorities are urging everyone to seek shelter at higher elevations and to stay off of those roads. Clearly, those cars cannot handle staying put in all of that water. Other areas affected, parts of West Virginia and Garrett County in Maryland. Also in Houston, Texas, they're dealing with floodwaters as well. Let's take a look, though, at our forecast, a completely different story for us. We do have heat going on. Definitely sunny skies out there, a lot sunnier than yesterday and the day before. The marine layer able to burn off pretty quickly this morning. Now just hanging over there by the beaches. And I do want to mention this as soon as possible because we do have new issues from the National Weather Service, new advisories, I should say, for much of Northern California, extending into Central California now. So this has just been issued in the past hour, and it has now been expanded into the Bay Area. Everywhere basically except for the coastline is under this advisory for Saturday, 11 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. We are being warned about the heat. Look at this. Inland areas of the Bay Area between 95 to 105. The Bay itself, temperatures like San Francisco, Oakland, 84 to 89 degrees. Napa could reach 105 or more, and San Jose could be anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. So Saturday, the hottest day of this heat spell. People are being advised to hydrate, limit your time in the sun. Also, fire weather watch now in effect for the North and East Bay Hills. This has also just been issued by the Weather Service. Areas above 1,000 feet, winds could get as high as 40 miles per hour. Humidity dropping down into the teens. So, of course, anytime that happens, fires can spread fast. You see the areas in red. That's the red flag warning in effect, extending from Sacramento onto the Sierra foothills. Right now in San Jose, we do have clear conditions, sunshine, a sign of that heat that's going to be building. Today, it's not going to be anywhere near as hot as what tomorrow and the weekend will bring. 82 in Concord now, 79 in Livermore, already up to 80 degrees in Santa Rosa. We have a slight west wind coming in, and that's helping keep temperatures right around San Francisco at bay. So that means we're not going to get too hot near the water, but inland, upper 80s, low 90s for today. So it is going to be pretty warm. That ridge of high pressure is still to the south, and there's another one out there in the Pacific Ocean, and that's the one that will really bring us those triple-digit temperatures for your Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, the markets are just closing right now, so let's take a live look at the closing numbers. Oh, that doesn't look very good. Red again, the Dow ending down about 196 points. Today, a Supreme Court ruling is a huge win for brick and mortar stores. The High Court ruled online retailers will have to collect sales taxes in states where they have no physical presence. This is overturning a ruling from 1992. Traditional stores say they've been at a disadvantage by charging sales taxes because some online competitors don't have to, or at least they didn't, and that causes their items to appear cheaper. AMC Theaters launching a new subscription-based service, allowing moviegoers to see 3 free movies a week for $20 a month. How does that sound? It's called AMC Stubs A-List. Subscribers can also book tickets in advance and watch those films in any format, even IMAX and in 3D. AMC's program kicks off next Tuesday. Its competitor MoviePass currently offers customers a free movie a day for $10 a month. MoviePass took to Twitter poking fun at AMC AMC's new service, tweeting in part, twice the price for a quarter of the theater network and 60% fewer movies. Thanks for making us look good, AMC. Ouch. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always listen, watch us on your Google Home or your Amazon Echo device. Bye-bye.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism.
From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.